Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Water, please. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you, Jesus. I wasn't sure what to exactly title this. I've been going through a lot of transition for the good. And I believe when God is speaking to us or we're in prayer about various things, it's not just directly to us. He allows us to see things that others are going through. And I know particularly for me, I feel things that others are going through. And I'm sure others do too. So I've come to a place where I've learned to feel it, but not necessarily hold it and give it to God, because I used to hold it so much that it just take a toll on me. Coming out of the end of the year and somewhere pre-beginning, I was doing my 21-day fast, and I was fasting for things and, you know, just our families, our church, our body, particularly things that I want God to remove within me and things that I was seeing him speak about within the body, not just our body, but just, you know, when I say body, I mean the church all around, churches all over, universal, you know, everybody. If I was to title this anything, I just keep hearing a heart after God's will. That's been my prayer. But in the midst of this, I keep hearing my sheep know my voice. So I believe I'm going to go with my sheep know my voice. So that's what we'll call it. And sometimes giving things that God give you to give, deliver to others is not easy. You always want to, you know, you can't always have something to say that's going to tickle ears or make the flesh or the ego feel good. Because God is a God of love and we are his children. And just as he gives us good things, he chastens us, which is a good thing. And I'm not necessarily saying it's a word of chasing, but I believe it was, I want to say on the 28th or the 29th when we had the big wind type storm. I know God that can repeatedly keep speaking fresh wind, fresh wind. And so that night, I believe on the 28th, coming into the 29th, yes, wee hours of the morning, it was a big howl. That was when we had the big windstorm. And so my part where my townhouse has this walkway from the back to the front. And somewhere I kept like coming out of my sleep praying in the spirit. But I was hearing this howling sound, deep, loud howling sound. For a minute, I thought, like, was it my dad getting kind of caught in his sleep? So I rose up, listening kind of at the door. I said, no. Then I heard again. I got kind of all the way up and kind of like, okay, something, you know, I started praying. I'm like, you know, let him be all. But it wasn't him. It, the third time, it was almost like, I don't know how to explain it. Well, I do not explain it. And I just explained it how it came, how it happened. Help me, Holy Ghost. First of all, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Let me just give you glory and honor. And just let me surrender all to you, Father God. I thank you for your word. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for choosing me, Father God, to present your word, Lord God. Not of my will, but your will be done, Lord God. Speak what you would have spoken, Lord God, and that which shouldn't be spoken. Just let it be, Lord God. And so shall it be, Father God. Hallelujah. Speak through me, Lord God. I surrender and ask that you have your perfect will. I pray that all ears will be attentive, hearts open to receive what you have for your people on tonight, oh God. Let them receive that which is for them and let us receive as a whole, as a body, Father God. Speak, Lord. Have your way, precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So there was a sound of a wind, and it got really deep. I mean, it was like a sound of a male's voice, and it was, I can't even hollow like it did, but it was like it was stuck somewhere, like it was trying to move. I can hear it. And then I heard, come pray. You know, come in your secret place and pray, which is my closet. And I said, oh, I kind of was, I ain't gonna lie, I was being like, didn't want to get up. I was tired. I was like, I just gonna lay here. No, at that last third deep hollow, it was like it just bursted out of whatever. It was almost like it was just, from one end of my house to the backside. I can hear it go through like the whole house was just, you can feel the wind, and my body sat straight up. I said, yes, Lord. And I went in the closet. I don't know how long I was in that closet. All I know is somewhere around daylight. You know, I just asked God to just, you know, just speak. Because when he said, come away, my beloved. Come away, my beloved. And so I'm going to just read it like I wrote it. And sometimes when I write, I don't always know what I'm writing. So I try to go back, fix the English. But I want to just leave it just the way I heard it. And I'm just going to start off reading. Call to prayer in my closet. I heard, come away, my beloved, where I will show you great and mighty things. Thus saith the Lord. As I went into my closet and began to pray in the spirit, I heard, I will not live in the past. Every past hurt, every generational curse broken once and for all. And I believe God is speaking that to his people. Because I know some time ago in prayer, where I used to attend church, we were praying and God spoke. And he said, you know, clear as day. How can I say it? And not in a negative way, but he's about to strip. He's about to bring us naked before him where we don't have to hide nothing. You know, you don't have to hide. You don't have to go and sneak like, you know, Adam and Eve, when they knew they did something wrong, they clothed themselves. Nakedness didn't start off as something nasty. It's the mindset. It's pure. And so when we go to God just bare and naked as we are with all our flaws, he'll move. He'll move supernaturally. And the scripture, I base that, that God gave me. And he's so amazing because every time he gives me something or I'm just reading my word, I can open up exactly to something I may have heard and then go to the word and just open right to where he's confirming his word. You know, it just, I love when he does that. And it's so, because sometimes you're like, are you really, is this you, God? Is this you? Yes, it's me. You hear my voice. You hear me. You know, sometimes we play like we don't, but we do. And that scripture was Isaiah 28 and 29, just to, you know, confirm those things that God is saying. Let's see. And there was so many other scriptures he gave me, but I believe that there's more to this word, to this thing, this that God was taking me through, and I believe he wants to share with his body. Because he's positioning us. He's positioning us for what's to come and what he wants for his people to do to shift us to a higher height and deeper depths. Isaiah 28 and 29. This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance. He always guides us. He guides us in his word. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. But let me finish the word that he gave me. I don't want to, I can't and will not go into the new year. I heard no longer will my people be sucked in like a vortex. And as I heard this word vortex, I seen like a funnel, a vision of a world, like a whirlwind, just spinning, being sucked in, you know, things being sucked down. And, hallelujah, Jesus. All that day when God did give me this, it was just confirmed. That was the same day I think the gentleman came, the Zoso crew, and he was speaking something. Pastor was confirmed some things. And so I know God is speaking to his people. He doesn't desire us because, you know, I was walking down Rainier doing my morning prayer, and that word came back to me. I got to a certain spot down here on Rainier. And as I was walking and praying in the spirit, I saw that very thing. Like this area is just, it's like a, just sucking people. God is not, he doesn't desire his people to be sucked in, not into a vortex of destruction. And that's what it was like, you know, just people just, you know, you just see them even in the spirit. You could just see them in a lethargic and a lack of days and confusion, destruction. And God doesn't desire us to be in destruction. As I heard vortex, I saw a vision like a very fast spinning hole, like a whirlwind which sucks down. I believe God is saying in this hour, this is a new day. God is desiring to do a new thing. And he's been speaking that quite often, that he's doing a new thing. If my people will not harden their hearts and hear my voice alone, I will show and do great and mighty things. For this is the voice of the Lord, and my sheep know my voice. John 10:28, 27 and 28. But the main verse was 28. And that's just confirming what his word says again, which he took me to. I love it when he does that. Keep your eyes. And for whatever reason, I wrote in parentheses, enlighten the eyes of my heart, Lord. Keep your eyes stayed on me, your ears attentive to my voice. Keep your heart, mind, soul open and receptive to my spirit, the spirit of the one and only true living God. You do this by remaining steadfast in me. And me alone. Again, my sheep know my voice. I repeatedly kept hearing, and I just, like I said, I just wrote what was coming. And the scripture reference that I fell in line, one of the scriptures, was 1 Corinthians 15:58. And I can read that. Are you able to put it up, Michael? 58. I believe that's it. Yes. Oh, excuse me. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. We're always to be mindful, and we do that by daily staying in his word, communing with him. Communing meaning talking with him, worshiping with him, loving on him. Just conversate. I sit there and conversate like he's my daddy. And I talk to him like I would talk to my kids, or I talk to you, or I just talk to him. That can be a form of prayer. Just however you feel at that moment, talk to him. When you ask school kids, talk to him. I tell my daughter, when you feel like something you're going through and, you know, you just stand fast. I said, you don't got to be loud and boisterous about it, but you can speak the word in your heart or quietly speak it out into the atmosphere. Because when you speak something out, it has power. And that's why I always try, I teach my kids and I remind myself that, you know, let me speak life and not death. Let me speak blessings and not curse. Quicken me, quicken my spirit to speak what you would have spoken, Lord, to remind me daily. It says, you do this by remaining steadfast in me and me alone. Again, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. Read your word daily, seeking and communing with me in the spirit, in spirit and in truth, daily. For those who are truly mine, you shall know them by their fruit, the fruit of their heart. And as you begin to seek me, my truth will I will definitely show you. And John 16 was one of the scriptures I wrote here. So let me go there and see what it says. John 16, 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. When you commune with God and you line your heart with him, he gives you what to speak. You begin to speak what your Father speaks. You begin to think like him, talk like him, walk like him. Certain things you want to watch, you can't even watch no more. Because it doesn't edify. You know, if it's not edifying and it's not allowing you to speak out those things that speak life, that's not conducive to his word, put it aside. Put it aside. For those who are truly mine, you shall know them by the fruit of their heart. And as you begin to seek me, my truth, I just have to read that again, I'm sorry. I will definitely show you my truth in righteousness. For my sheep know my voice. There it is again. For there has been many in sheep clothing, but not by me. Many wolves have come in sheep clothing. Do not be deceived. You will know them by their fruit. John 7:16, which speaks about the fruit of God, you know, the Spirit of God, his fruit. Let's see. John 7:16. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. Jesus was letting the people know he's not speaking of himself, but he's speaking of that, his Father who sent him. And that's how we have to be. When we became one with Christ, we became one with the Father. And therefore, we want to begin to speak his words, not that of our own. It says, do not be deceived. You will know them by their fruit. Parentheses, selfish gain, perverted truth, all kinds of diverse temptation. Mixed with truth, the world's truth, because it's not God. That's not God's truth. It's a lot of things that we're seeing transpiring around us. And as a body of Christ and as church, it's time for us to just speak God's truth, nothing of ourselves, so that we can be healed and made whole, so that we can draw those in that need to be saved or are backslidden. We want to be that light. We don't want to take our gifts. And I'm going to just say it the way God had gave it to me. We don't want to prostitute his gifts. And we see that. We see others that recognize a gift in you, and they begin to try to do little things. I'll share an example. I may have shared this before, but this comes to my mind. There was a young lady who befriended me from a church, and I thought we were really getting close. She thought she was good to pray with, and she was good to me. She was giving my kids all these gifts, and I'm not used to that, at that time. Sometimes I do. I want to know what's the motive of people, but she seemed good, like a good person. We'd be going to church for a while. And anyway, we was praying one day on the phone, and I know she had a fixation with somebody she had dealt with in the past, her ex-boyfriend, what have you. She just knew in her heart that this man was going to be her husband. However, this man was already married. Don't touch that. Can't touch it. She began to seek the gift in me and wanted me to try to tell her that this man is going to be hers. And I was confused as all get out. I wasn't confused about what I knew was the truth, but I'm like, huh? In my mind, I'm like, where is this? Where, I was like, no, this is the word. I was like, I can't even speak on that. But what I can speak to you is that is a married man. And that's a boundary you don't cross, period. And so I said, what we can do is just begin to pray that you heal whatever has got you attached to him. But that man's moved on. He's married. Oh, boy, when I told her that, it flipped the script. She became so wicked and mean to me. I just didn't understand. I didn't know where it was coming from. But as God began to speak to me and show me, that's what he said. I heard that so clear. You have to be mindful of, what is the motive of some people when they see that gift on you? Various gifts. You can't let them suck you like a vortex. Don't let them. You got to always speak God's word in truth.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
I'm going to go back. It says, all kinds of diverse temptation mixed with true, the word, the world's true, to accommodate, appease their selfish gain. And one of the scriptures I see referenced here in parentheses is Isaiah 31. And I'm just going to have you guys to read, or you can read on your own, Proverbs 8. Because that was something that has been coming up a lot as I've been studying the word and God's been speaking to me and just prayers. It keeps coming back to Proverbs 8. And then it says, seek after a heart of wisdom and righteousness. Walk in God's ways. Keep his statutes and his commandments that your days may be lengthened. My people have been lethargic long enough. It's high time we wake up. We could be so busy thinking we're about our Father's business. And sometimes we are so easily caught up in our own motives. We have to be careful and mindful that the gifts he gives us, we give them back to him. Because we can be busy around the church. We can be busy out going about our business. And God says, no, you're operating out of the old. Come into the new. I'm doing a new thing, a new anointing, a fresh anointing. Oh, that my people would humble their hearts and hear my voice. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my sheep know my voice. There's a couple of scriptures that I just want to read, and I won't read them all. Some of them just confirm his spirit, the fruits of what are the fruits of the spirit, which is Galatians 5:22 and 3. Some other encouraging scriptures was Romans 6:4. But let me go to, I'm hearing to go to Ephesians 4. And I had 22 and 24, but apparently 14 as well. Ephesians. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. I'll start with 14 for whatever reason. I'll just start there. Praise God. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried away and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plots. And 22 through 24, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God and true righteousness and holiness. And he said earlier, my people, my sheep know my voice. Seek after him for spirit of truth and righteousness. And there it is. Let me see, Ephesians 5, 9 and 11. For the fruit of the spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Let me keep going. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. It says finding out what's acceptable to the Lord, not man, but what is acceptable to the Lord. Amen. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. I think sometimes we get comfortable with just not saying certain things. But until we expose those things and bring those things into truth and righteousness of God, into his light, we're going to continue to be, that's that lethargic spirit, walking in darkness. God doesn't desire us to walk in darkness. Remember, he said his sheep know his voice. His sheep know his voice. Glory, hallelujah. Ephesians 6, 6. I don't know if I wrote that right. Okay, I'll read it. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Amen. From the heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let me go to Corinthians. I see that one for whatever reason. I'm going to read them. Just be obedient to what the Lord is saying. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Let me go to 17 and start there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, 2 Corinthians 5. 17 through 19. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. When I think about that, we want to be about our Father's business to bring others in, to reconcile them back to Christ. Just as Christ, through his dying, through his blood, through his raising, You know, he conquered death and he reconciled us so that we can be one with the Father. And we want to have that, oh, same like loving heart. Ministers of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing that their transgressions to them, and his commitment to us, the word of reconciliation. I want to read 20 because I see something that just caught my eye and I heard it before. Now then, we are ambassadors. That's a powerful word, ambassadors for Christ. We see the word ambassadors used for politics and in so many things, ambassador of this. It don't get no better than being an ambassador of Christ. Ha. Hallelujah. Say that, Holy Spirit. As though God were pleading through us, we implore it on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you. And then I'm going to read Acts, and then I'm pretty much believe I'm going to close out. Acts 17:28. Is that what I wrote down? Hopefully I wrote the right thing. Let's see. Okay, I will read that. I believe I'm, yeah. For in him we live, move, and have our being. As also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offsprings. Oh, can I read that just one more time? For in him we live, move, and have our being. There's so many days I just cry because I can't think of life without God. And though there's times I know I have fallen short, what brings me back is because the thought of God not being in his will, not being with him, I can't handle it. Even just that thought, I'm like, you might as well just end it now. Because I'm so for real. This has been in me from a little girl. And And that's why I believe God is really dealing with the inner man of people. And he's giving, that'll be at a later time. That'll, you know, it's going to come together with this word that he's been giving me and why he's been having us to fast. He wants to purge those things out of us. I mean, we come up, we put the smiles on, we, you know, get certain positions and we seem like we don't need prayer no more, or we don't, you know, we always need prayer. And the higher you go even in God, the more you need prayer. I used to always say, God, I don't want to do that because, you know, I used to see somehow certain ones I would watch, I didn't see them like go for prayer. And I'm like, I always want to be one for prayer. I don't ever want to get to a place where I think that God has given me such an anointing or a gift that I don't humble myself before him and pray and cry out to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, since we are offsprings of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art or man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. Daily, we should always have a heart of repentance. When I was in prayer and I was coming out of it, I just began to cry out and pray to him. There's a song that says, my storage is empty. And it was just ringing. It's been ringing in me quite a bit. My storage is empty. And I am available to you. We should never see ourselves full, so full that we don't seek God and say, fill us with your fruits of the Spirit, love, kindness, gentleness, meekness, truth, and righteousness. And I want to close with this. I'll come back at another time and bring some things together that he gave me. But I just hope what God put in my heart to share with his people, that you just let it marinate. We don't want to be the busy Marthas that we think being so busy that we're really doing God's work, that we don't get before God and get still and get quiet and say, here I am, God. My storage is empty. Fill me. For I am your sheep. I know your voice. And another, I will not follow. Fill me, God. My storage is empty. Fill me what you want to fill me with. Let my heart's desire become your will. Glory, hallelujah. And how we do these things, I've had this for another time, but I couldn't let it go because it just kept coming and coming. And even when I said, okay, God, I did tell him, I'll speak what you have me to speak. It's not of me. It's nothing to do of Darshin. Because truth be told, my little scary tail, shy self, it's God. But I know that when God puts something on my heart, I don't just want to talk just to be talking. But when I open my mouth, I want it to be something that's going to touch and incur and speak life to someone. And if I had it my way, I would go hide somewhere where you wouldn't even know it's me. But I just give it to you. That's the way I would prefer to do it. So that you just only know and hear and see God. But I'm going to go to 2 Chronicles 17:20. And it talks about positioning. Well, first of all, it's to dealing with the, I just put Ammonites. How you say it? Ammonites. And I just put Ammonites versus Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah. Let me find it here. Oh, can you put up 2 Chronicles 17? Oh, I think I went too far. Let me see. Maybe I didn't. No, I didn't. Actually, I apologize. It's 2 Chronicles 20, if you can get there, chapter 20. And I'm just going to, the scriptures that was really burning in me was 17, but then my eyes fell on 20 as well. I was reading the whole thing, actually. So I'm just going to start with 3, kind of give you a basis. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And this came at a time that I was doing my fast. And then we began to fast as the body of Christ. So I thought this was very fitting. And just allow it to speak to you as God would have it speak to your heart. And then 17 says, you will not need to fight this battle. Somebody need to hear that. I know I do. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. I just say, O New Creation Christian Center. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And that just reminds me of all the many things we go through emotionally, mentally, or people speaking, saying things, doing things. You know, there is going to be a shifting and a shaking that's not comfortable, that we're not used to. And it's intensifying. If you look out into the world, you're seeing it happen now. you see those things happening. And it reminds me of a scripture. I remember Bible study. It kept coming to me. Every night I wake up and I almost didn't want to go to it when it first came to me. And I believe that was Isaiah 24. Ooh, but it was like a doom and gloom. But it was his word. And I see those things happening. And I remember when I did that, when I heard it in my spirit to read it, something in me was like, I don't want to read that, but you have to be obedient. And I'll tell you how God do it, because when I opened up my Bible, guess where it went to? Straight to Isaiah 24. 3 days this happened to me. I said, okay. So I see them things transpiring now. But see, when you walk with God and your heart's lined up with him, you don't have to worry about those things. Like Jehoshaphat, they was coming. They said they're coming in multitudes. Though multiple things come against us, or we're challenged or tested by multiple things, we don't have to worry, because all we have to do is position ourselves. How do we position ourselves? His truth and righteousness. Lining our heart up with his heart. Asking his will to become the desires of our heart. Walking in his fruits of his spirit. And 20, and I just did 20B is what was underlined. O Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe, there it is, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. And when I think about prosper, I don't necessarily think about like money. I think about the things of God. I want to prosper. I want my heart. I just want to prosper in the things of him. Those things will be added onto you. But my main goal is that let my heart line up with you, God. And so I'll close with that. Is remember, you will not need to fight this battle as long as your heart line up with him. His sheep know his voice. Position yourselves. Let your heart be positioned in God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, because he's yet God and he's still on the throne. He's a God who sits high and looks low. He reigns forever. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.